light up your night with the Kevin Smith Show. Hi, this is Kevin Smith. Join me Monday through Friday right here on the Paranormal Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm psychic medium Christopher George, and this is my new show, Insight. It's an hour of psychic talk, guidance, and connections. I'll try to help you find answers in a world full of questions. This will be a very interactive show, and I invite you to call in for a reading or to discuss any psychic-related questions. The call-in number is 504-273-7379.
I'm psychic medium Christopher George, and you're listening to my new show, Insight. We'll be discussing everything psychic, whatever you guys want to talk about. And if you feel that you have some type of psychic ability, give me a call. We'll talk about it. I want to hear your story. Any events that happen in your life that have some type of metaphysical aspect to it, call in. I want to talk about it. You know, so many people have things that they just can't explain that happened to them. And on this show, we'll try and find the answers to all of your questions. I'll be taking calls for readings during the show. The only rule I have is you need to be real. I'm going to be real. I want you guys to be real. Nothing is taboo on this show, and there's really nothing that I won't discuss. So the call-in number is 504-273-7379, and we're on UPRN 107.9 out of New Orleans, and you're listening to UFOParanormalRadio.com. So where do you want to start?
You have questions.
Yeah, we got questions.
You forgot to mention that I'm there.
Oh, and I forgot to mention my co-host tonight.
He's talking to himself.
Is the lovely Stephanie Benetti. She's going to man the chat room and, you know, help me out with
I'm going to woman the chat room.
You're going to woman the chat room.
That's what I do.
And just so you guys know, we are doing the show naked tonight, so I, you know, encourage all of you to take your clothes off now. And if you would like to see me naked, just put your cam on and you'll get a nice... Anyway.
Yikes.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'll be good.
All right, so what I would like to mention, we did have a question, and this is from LS in our chat room. And what she'd like to know, she wanted you to ask your spirits what happens to a person when they first pass over, and where do they go?
Well, you know, that's a real interesting question, and there are really a lot of answers to that, because different things happen to different spirits. I know when my dad passed, I was in Pennsylvania doing a psychic retreat. I had like 40 people from all over the world come to a 3-day retreat with me. And I knew when my dad passed because he showed up in Pennsylvania at my retreat. And, you know, it was kind of shocking to me. And I knew he was going to pass and I knew it was going to be soon, but I was hoping it wasn't going to be while I was away. And he came to me and obviously scared the hell out of me because, you know, my dad was my best friend, and even on the other side now, he's still my best friend. What he told me is when he passed over, now this is kind of interesting because I've passed many spirits in the light. What I see and what the spirit sees, I'm guessing are two very different things. What my dad told me was all of his loved ones that had passed were passing him to the light. And kind of like he was floating. And I found this really interesting because when I pass spirit to the light, I don't see it like that. I just see the light, and then the light is gone. And whatever spirit I'm passing is in the light. I'm not privy to what that spirit is actually seeing, what they're going through. But my dad told me that all of his loved ones from his past, and what else is interesting is he had relatives that he had never known, but when he passed, he immediately knew them. And they were all there to greet him. They were all ready and all excited to see him and welcome him and let him know that things were going to be okay. So when you pass, your loved ones are right there waiting for you. So it's pretty cool.
And our reincarnation guest last night talked about this as well, right? He said that there's people you don't even know that also will greet you. So
right.
It's not only, or it's relatives from, you know, that you haven't met that are also there.
I'll tell you another thing. When we were burying my dad, this is real interesting. It was something out of a movie, I would say. When we went to the cemetery, As we're walking into the cemetery, there were hundreds and hundreds of spirit waiting there. And you have to understand that I'm seeing this with my eyes, but nobody else is seeing it. And I turned to my brother, I'm like, Danny, you're not going to believe this, but there's got to be 200 spirit here waiting to welcome Dad on the other side. And you know what? That made me feel good. You know, at first it's a little eerie to see something like that, but knowing that these people, that these spirits that have already, they're on the other side, they're waiting there to welcome somebody as their own, it's almost like everyone on the other side is family. And that was so comforting to me. And when I told everybody what I had seen, you know what, they all got comfort out of that. It was a beautiful thing. Very, very beautiful. We have another question from Jem in the chat room. What is it, Seth?
What are the reasons why spirits hang around after death to contact the living?
Oh, there's a bunch of reasons for that. I mean, there are things that spirit need to let the living know. Sometimes spirit don't feel that they're worthy of passing into the light. And that's why they hang around. They're kind of like stuck in limbo. They're the ones who like the ghost hunters, quote unquote ghost hunters, called ghosts, because they're kind of stuck in limbo. Sometimes they just really feel like they need to give you messages. And the problem is with messages, you know, I spoke about this last month. People are so wrapped up in everyday life that they're just not open to messages, and spirit, they get very frustrated. You know, I don't think people realize how frustrating it is for a spirit when they're trying to give you a message and you're just not getting it. You know, I give readings to people all the time, and spirit tell me, I'm trying to tell her this, and I'm trying to tell him that, and they're just not getting it. And that's why they hang around. They hang around till you get it. Sometimes it takes a day, sometimes it takes a year. You never get it, but I'll tell you one thing. This is something I just want everyone to know. Whenever you feel that there's a spirit around you, it is so important to acknowledge them, because the amount of energy it takes for a spirit to let you know that they're around is tremendous. And if they feel that the effort that they're putting in isn't being acknowledged, they kind of get annoyed on the other side. And not that they stop coming around. They'll never stop coming around. They'll always be there for you. Your loved ones will always be there. But they might not give you as many messages as they normally would, because they know you're not getting it. Now, what I suggest is anytime you feel spirit around you, acknowledge them. Give them a name. They don't care. I don't care if it's Aunt Millie. If you feel that the name of the spirit around you is Jim, say, Jim, I know you're here. Thank you so much for coming there. I appreciate the fact that you're around. They don't care if you know their name. They just care that you're acknowledging them. It's very important for them. It gives them a reason to be around. It gives them hope that the messages that they're trying to give you, you actually have a chance at the opportunity of actually receiving it. So it's very important. I want you to know that they're there.
Yeah.
And they're still around. So.
Yeah, this is Eric.
You have also another question.
Okay, and who do I have on the line with me?
What's that?
Who is this on the line with me?
Oh, yeah, I have a couple of questions to ask you.
Okay.
A few months ago, I took a nap between 12 and 2 p.m., and in that nap, I think I met the Great Spirit. He was above me, showed me a door to take. I took the door open, I turned around, and he disappeared. And I woke up out of the nap within those 2 hours, and I was more energy, more smiling, whatever. 1 week later, it happened again. The same person was high, wearing a cloth. Didn't see his face too good, but he pointed, did you take the door? Pointed, I went back to the door, opened up the walk through, and he was gone. Now I'm wondering, who was it? Many Native American elders told me that it was the Great Spirit, that you have a vision.
Well, yeah, you definitely had a vision. The thing is, it's up to you to figure out what that vision is supposed to be saying to you. What I would do is, spirit to come through, okay? And obviously, spirit's coming to you while you sleep in your dreams. And that's awesome, because people wish for that all the time. I get people that come to me all the time, and they're like, Chris, how do I get spirit to visit me in my dreams, you know? I feel that I'm my most open when I'm sleeping, and that's very true. That's when spirit can connect with you the easiest, especially if you're not open to connecting with spirit, okay? I believe you're open to connecting with spirit. I think you're very connected with spirit, okay? And you could verify that for me if you want to. You don't have to, but I feel that you are very, very in tune with spirit. What you need to do is, and I've taught this to so many people, and it sounds so simple, and when Spirit taught it to me, I thought it was a bunch of, that's the truth. And I said, how could that work? Come on, I mean, really. And Spirit said to me, you know what, Chris? Just try it. I mean, does it hurt to try something that we're teaching you? Have we ever taught you something that wasn't valuable, something that didn't work? And you know what, I had to step back a second and say, you know what, you're right. Everything that you have taught me has really helped me progress in my psychic career and in my spiritual growth and all that. You want to know what they told me? And it's so simple, Cop, and I want you to try this, okay? When you go to sleep at night, I want you to put on some decent music, nice light music. I prefer, personally, I like Native American flute music. It just puts me in the right place, okay? I like to put a little bit of that on. Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And I'll suggest a group. It's called Kenai, K-E-N-A-I. They make beautiful, beautiful Native American music, and it's great for visions and for meditation and for connecting in your dreams, okay? Kenai, K-E-N-A-I. Check it out. It's outstanding music. All right? And when you lie down, what I want you to do is I want you to clear your mind completely. And I know that's hard to do. And how the hell do you clear your mind? You know, we got so much crap going on every day, bills. You know, my husband is doing this. My wife is doing that. I have so many things going on in my head. How do I clear my mind? You know what? A way that I like to do it is I like to envision my mind as a blackboard with writing on it. And I visualize myself actually going to a bucket of water, sticking a rag in it, and wiping that blackboard clean. And what that does is when the blackboard is wet, you can't write on it anymore. And that's a symbol of you wiping clearing your mind, okay? And what you're going to say is, I need and I want you to visit me. To whoever you want to visit you. You're saying it was the Great Spirit. Great Spirit, I need and I want you to visit me. I need a message. And always end it with, thank you so much. Even though the spirit that you're calling on hasn't come yet, it's important, very important, to always say thank you beforehand. Okay? And you just kind of like fade off to sleep. And you do that every single night until it happens. And I guarantee you it'll happen. And it's going to be completely different than a dream. You know, a dream, you wake up, you're like, oh, well, I had a dream. Okay, the Great Spirit came to me. He kind of showed me a vision. That was cool. This is completely different. This is a visit. And what's going to happen is you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was so real. I felt the energy. I smelt whatever was going on in the room. Everything is going to be vivid. Everything is going to be in color. Everything is going to be so real that it's going to overtake your body. It's going to be emotional. You're going to wake up in the morning, and you're going to be emotional because you're going to get a visit, and you're going to know it wasn't a dream. You're going to know it was something as real as you and me, and it was there, and it was there for you. And that's when you're going to get your real vision, and that's what you have to do to get it. It sounds simple. It sounds ridiculous that it can actually work. But listen, I've been doing this a long time. I do it myself. I'm not telling you to do something that I personally don't do myself. I've taught this to people for years, and each and every person I've told this to, over the course of time, like I said, it might take you a day, it might take you 6 months. They all get their visit, okay? And usually, they're not calling on the Great Spirit. Most people are calling on their mother, their father, a child that's passed. And I tell them, when you get your visit, I want you to call me. And you know how many calls I get? You have no idea, cop. I get these calls, and they're so emotional, and I say, you got your visit, didn't you? And inevitably, everybody does. It's just important to do it every single night. Just like you wake up in the morning and you brush your teeth, you go to sleep at night, and you go through that little ritual I told you. It will work. It might take time, but it will work.
I just have that feeling. I have that feeling that the great spirit who I saw will show up again at some time.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if you realize how connected you are with spirit. You see, you know, just when I see you in the chat room, that's one thing. But when I hear your voice, and I can actually connect with you a little bit more so than just words on the screen, I can feel your energy, okay? Excuse mm-hmm. me. You are so connected to spirit, even more so than you know. I just think that you just need to work on it a little bit. And I think you would actually get more visits than you'd probably want, to tell you the truth.
There's only that one time I seen a shadow of my house when I was upstairs staring at it for 5 minutes. And as soon as I moved, it disappeared. And I stared at it, and looked at it right at the door.
Well, did it scare you?
No, I didn't have no fear. I just stared and thinking, what is it? Who is it? Because one time I had a home invasion, so I was already on guard. But I said, this isn't a person. This is something. What is it? And then it disappeared as soon as I moved.
Okay, well, again, you know, another thing, kind of like the whole dream thing or the whole visit thing I just told you about, you could do the same thing with just meditation. Sit down in a chair and do the same exact thing. Talk
right.
to the spirit. You know, don't be scared to talk to the spirit. I know you're not scared. I'm when I say don't be scared, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody who's listening right now. Don't be scared to talk to spirit, because like I said earlier, they want to be acknowledged. They want to know that you know that they are there. And you and everyone listening will be so surprised at the messages you can and will get if you're just open to it. And ask for it. You have to ask. You know, you're not somebody who's so open psychically. You know, who are you to get messages? You know, you have to ask. And don't be afraid to. And you always got to be respectful. You got to be strong but respectful all the time. That's my advice to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris.
You're very welcome, sir. I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, what I want to mention is anyone who is calling in, you need to wait on the line until you hear your area code. So, you know, if you call, don't drop us automatically, and we need to introduce you. And how we'll do that is via your area code. So... Chris, you did get a question from somebody named Sarah, and it's why do spirits not cross over into the light?
Well, you know what, that's kind of...
But you know what, let's come back to that, because we do have area code 360 on the line, and I'd like to take them first so that they don't have to wait any longer. Area code 360, you're on Insight Live with Christopher George.
Hello? Okay, well, maybe not. I guess we'll go back to the question, Steph.
All right, so the question was, why do spirits not cross over into the light?
Well, it goes back to what I said to Jem. Sometimes, you know, I'm going to go a different way with this. I'm going to bring up a situation that happened with us, as a matter of fact, Steph. When we went to the Chrysler Mansion a couple months back, or maybe, I don't know, one of the times, I was trying to pass a spirit into the light who didn't want to go. He didn't want to go. You want to know why? Because he didn't feel like he was worthy. He was a very bad person in life. He was a rapist. He was a murderer. He had hurt children. And he felt that he was not worthy to go into the light. That's a reason right there. And truthfully... I don't know where I stand on that issue. If somebody is so bad in life, do they deserve to go to the light? I think they got to make peace on the other side. I think they have to do some really great work as a spirit guide to some somebody else who's maybe not that good of a person and show them the way, and if they're open to messages that they're trying to give, that's one of the reasons why spirits don't pass into the light. Another reason is, for instance, I gave a reading to a woman a few weeks ago, and she was such a lovely lady, so sweet. I'm going to say she was about 65, and her husband of 35 years passed, and they were absolute lovers. They were soulmates. They were the only person each had ever been with. They had a love that was, you know, the love that people, they hope for, you know. People wish for that beautiful kind of love, that everlasting love. They had it. When her husband passed, he should have passed right into the light. He lived the good life. He did good things. He was a spiritual man. He was everything that a good person is. And he didn't pass into the light because he was so connected to his wife that he was doing her a service by leaving. The fact that he had already passed, that was one thing. But the fact that, you know, he was going to go into the light and leave her behind with the living, it was unheard of to him. It wasn't an option to him. And I kind of felt bad about that because, you know what, the truth is, when you're in the light, there's the main difference between a spirit that's in the light and a spirit that isn't in the light is very simple. And I tell this to people all the time. You know, you could be standing there, and there could be a mother to your left and your father to your right, both passed. Your mom is in the light, your dad isn't. You want to know what the difference is, people? It's so simple, and whether you believe it or not, you know, is irrelevant. I know it's absolute truth. You know, your mom who is in the light, she doesn't have that energetic cord connected to you anymore, right? She's there to help you. When you're sad, she's not there. She's trying to make you happy. When you're miserable, she's not miserable. She's trying to give you messages to make you happy. Now, your father, who isn't in the light, if you're sad, he's sad. If you're miserable, he's miserable. If you're in pain, he feels your pain. They're both there with you all the time. They're always there with you, but one is connected to how you're feeling now, and the other one isn't. So spirit is always around you. Do we have somebody on the line, Steph?
I believe we do. I think area code 360, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
This is Art Anderson.
How are you doing, Art?
Doing good.
That's good to know. Talk to me.
Well, I was wondering, I used to get smells, you know, of perfume, you know, around me.
Okay.
And then, then that stopped. And then I'd be sitting in my chair, you know, by the computer, and somebody would be playing with my hair, you know.
Okay, yeah. One of the main ways that spirit will give you a message is by smell. For instance, I have a client who's become a friend of mine over the years, obviously. And I told her over the years that anytime your father is around, I feel that he's in the kitchen with you, and the smell of coffee, espresso to be exact, will come over you. And that's exactly what happened. That's how her father lets her know that he's around, is through the smell of coffee. So someone is trying to give you a message, and what I would suggest to you is to be very conscious of the scent that's coming through, and try to equate that with someone who is past, because that's the person trying to give you the message, okay? If a grandparent had passed and she wore something floral all the time, a floral scent, and all of a sudden you smell roses, you know what? There's a very good chance that spirit's trying to let you know that they're around. And again, like I said a little earlier, always acknowledge them. Even if you don't know exactly who it is, give them a name, and who knows what type of what message you can get. And the fact that and the computer, that's not a coincidence either, because one of the main ways spirit come through is through electricity. Anything electrical, they use that as the energy to come through. So that's really a good time to open yourself up to spirit, to the messages, you know, to what else is out there. It's a great time to open yourself up to try and get some messages. Is there anything
else? Yeah, I was wondering if my mother or wife, you know, they're all on the other side.
Okay.
You know, the whole family and all that bit. And I was just wondering if there was any that are trying to get a hold of me.
Well, listen, I can pretty much guarantee it. You know, your loved ones that passed, they're always trying to get in touch with you. Excuse me. You just have to be open to it. It's not on them. It's on you. It's not about them giving you the message. It's about you receiving it. You know, they'll give you messages all day long, all night long. They'll bombard you with messages if you allow them to. But if you don't, if you're not open to it, if you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I just smelled a flower scent. Yeah, big deal. Maybe somebody sprayed something in the other room. You know what? Then you're not going to get the message. You have to be open to it. I can guarantee you they're trying to give you a message. It's just up to you to actually receive it. You know, people ask me all the time, how do I get messages? How do I get messages? You get messages by opening your mind, trying to get the clutter out, opening your mind and say, okay, I'm available now. I'm going to take the next half hour of my life to allow myself to get messages. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to clear my mind. I'm going to take nice deep breaths. I'm going to relax myself. Okay, spirit, give me a message. And many times you'll get messages, but what happens with people is they start to think, oh, am I just thinking that? If you start doing that, yes, you are just thinking that. You can't go at it like that. You have to say, okay, this is the next half hour of my life I'm giving to you, spirit, to give me a message. And then see what comes into your head. And work with it. Work with the spirit, because they'll work with you if you give them the opportunity. Okay?
Yeah. I was talking to some psychics. You know, they're helping people go to the other side, to the light.
Right. Correct.
And they knew me, and they asked me, you know, who do you want to talk to? And I said, St. Michael, you know.
Okay.
And so they asked St. Michael, you know, or asked St. Michael what he wanted me to do. And he says, be a healer. And so I have been.
So St. Michael said that you should be a healer.
Yeah.
And what type of healing are you doing? Are you doing chronic healing? Are you doing Reiki? What are you doing channeled healing? What type of healing are you doing?
Well, I can do Reiki over the computer or hands-on or, you know, things like that.
All right, well, I think the Reiki is fantastic. I really like Reiki. I think it's a pure type of healing. Another thing I would do is I would go get myself a book on pranic healing. It's basically using your body as the healing mechanism to put out the energy. And that's something you should probably look into, and I think you'll be very happy with the results with that.
Yeah, there was a guy up in Canada. We went to, a Reiki deal. And we're doing some, you know, Reiki on each other. And he was sitting down, and I was behind him, and I went up to his head and did some work on his head, and he says, how do you know he was a painter, and he says, how do you know I had a headache for 3 days I couldn't get rid of? And so I did some help with him.
Well,
so thanks a lot, Chris.
You're very welcome. I hope you tune in next month when on the first of the month when I'm on again, and I appreciate the call.
First Friday, yes.
Yeah. I'm under Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. We have area code 425 on the line. Hello?
Hello, 425, you with us? Is anybody with us? Okay. We had another question that was sent into our inbox.
It was Carrie, and what she wanted to know was, what's the best way to get a visit from a spirit? But you did touch on that, but why don't you... I mean, I think everyone wants to know that.
Yeah, I think through meditation is the best thing. Grow psychic, I never, ever meditated, and I was told that through meditation... you get more messages. It's easier to get visits, and once I opened myself up to the fact that, you know what, maybe I should meditate and see what happens. I got to tell you, the visits I started getting tripled, quadrupled. Tenfold. It was just out of control. And I would say through meditation is the first step, without a doubt, to connecting more with spirit. That's what I would say. So do we have 425 on the line with us?
I believe we do.
Hello? Do we have a caller with us? Don't be scared to speak.
425, please speak to us. We know you're there.
I only bite Stephanie, so you're safe. Okay. What was the next question, Steph?
All right. Michael sent in, what do you do when you get a message you really don't want to tell people?
Oh, geez. You know, I made a deal with Spirit years ago. When I first did this, Spirit said to me, okay, Chris, we're going to teach you. We're going to show you how to heal people. We're going to show you how to give messages. We're going to show you, we're going to teach you everything you know, basically. And I said, okay. But they said to me, we only have one request of you. When we give you a message, you have to give it. So that was, it was kind of like I signed an unwritten contract with the spirit world, basically, that when I get the message, I have to give it no matter what it is. Yes, you know, I won't change it so much, but I will change it to where it's an acceptable way to deliver it. For instance, there was a time when this woman was about to cross the street, and Spirit tells me, you know what, she's about to get hit by a car and die right now. You have to stop her. So I walk over to her, you know, and that's not easy to do. I didn't want to give this because, you know, I'm some kind of, who am I? I'm some wacko on the street. Now, everybody who's listening to the show knows I'm some wacko, but this woman is thinking, here in the streets of New York, some guy's coming up to you saying you're about to get hit by a car and die, you know, there's a good chance he's going to spit in my face or give me a shiv to the gut or something. You know, you never know what you're going to face in New York, you know? So I walk over to her and I say, listen, if you cross the street, you're going to die. Why don't you go across this street, then that street, and then the other street just to go across the street? And she was like, are you kidding me? You want me to cross three streets just to go across the street? I said, absolutely. She said, you're crazy. I says, well, maybe so, but you know what? Spirit is telling me that that's what you have to do. She says, yeah, whatever. So she goes to the corner. She looks over at me. She puts one foot in the street. And I just said, don't do it. No sooner did I say that, she puts her foot back up on the curb. There's a car parked right at the light. A cab comes flying down the block, loses his brakes, slams into the first car, which goes through the light into Fifth Avenue, causing a four-car accident. Then would have been walking in front of that car, because it was a red light, as that other car hit the other car. Message, but I did because I had to, and if I didn't, she would have died. And you know what? That was one of the moments for me that I said, you know, this is an amazing gift. This is, you could change people's destinies by doing this. Do we have somebody on the line with us?
I believe we have area code 904. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking to? Hello?
Well, we hear her dog speaking.
I hear the dog in the back. You can talk to me. Yes, I'm taking you to me that.
Is it 503? Area code 503?
Yes, it is. Talk to me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I definitely want to say. I just wanted to know, because I'm going through a transitionary stage in my life right now, and you know, relationships, careers, and moving and all this stuff. And I just wanted to know if you have advice that comes through for me.
You're going to have to answer me that question again, because you first tell me your name and ask me the question again, because I couldn't hear what you were saying. Please, one more time.
Okay, let me turn off. Okay, so my name's Mary.
Okay, Mary.
And I'm going through a real transitional stage of my life with relationships and career, and wanting to go into a new career and possibly moving. And I was wondering if you had any advice for me.
Well, I'd like to give you a date that just came to me. I think that, you know, the last few months of your life have been kind of up and down, correct? Kind of like in turmoil, yes?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm going to say at least 6 to 7 months. Am I right when I say that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, July, August, September, October, I'm going to say the middle of January is going to be the end of this phase for you. Unfortunately, you're going to have to get through from now until January. I see more rocky road for you, more rapid water type thing. But come January, something's going to change. I don't know exactly what it is. And I'm going to say right around 15th to the 17th. And I want you to remember these dates. I want you to write it down. Because when I do my show in February, you're going to call in and you're going to say, holy shit, Chris, you were right. Everything changed for me in the middle of January. I don't know why, I don't know how, but it did. I want you to remember this. I'm going to say by the middle of January, things are going to take a change for you in every aspect of your life, work-wise, where you're living, relationship coming in. And now, just so you know, I like to cover my ass. I'm one of those psychics who likes to cover his ass and says, okay, if I see something in January, there's a really, really very good chance that it's going to happen before that, okay? And I do that because I'll tell somebody, hey, I see something happening February 15th, and then, you know, the 16th comes, and I get the phone call saying, Chris, you were wrong, and then 3 days later, you know, whatever I said was going to happen, happened. So I cover my butt a little bit by adding a little bit to it. So I'm telling you the middle of January. Before that, okay, is when you're going to see your cycle come to an end and a new cycle start for you. Let me see. So talk to me a little bit about your relationship, your last relationship.
Well, I'm going through a divorce.
How long?
Started in November of last year.
Okay, but you are divorced now or no?
No, I still have to complete the paperwork.
Okay, and when does that paperwork, when will the divorce be final?
As soon as I file the paperwork, and then I'll get a date, I guess. I'm going to work on it next week.
All right, you need to start working on that. You need to get that done because, you know, the way things work is you have to live your life every day for what I say to happen is going to happen. I want you to get that paperwork done. And I'm telling you, and you remember that I'm telling you, Psychic Medium Christopher George, I'm giving you a prediction. Before the middle of January, you're going to have somebody new in your life, someone who's going to treat you the way you deserve to be treated, someone who is not going to be disrespectful to you, someone who is not going to abuse you verbally, someone who's going to be the person you need in your life. I'll put it to you that way. Okay? Remember, okay. I'm telling you this. It's going to happen.
Wow.
Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Well, it's only great if it happens, and I fully expect it to. Listen, I make a living on making predictions and them coming true, so I'm going to stick by this, and come February, when you call me back, I want you to let me and all our listeners know that everything I told you came true. And if it doesn't come true, listen, Mary. If it doesn't come true, I want you to do that too. Okay. I need to know either way. All right. I fully expect it to, but either way, I want you to call back. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I just want to say I'm a faithful listener. I'm a faithful listener. I love you guys. You are the highlight of my week.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So nice of you.
Very sweet.
Thank you.
You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have area code 425 on the line. And if you're on the line, please reveal yourself.
Okay.
425, area code?
Don't be scared, really. I'm very easy to talk to, I promise. Okay, I guess you're not there.
All right. Well, we did have another question, and it was from Jen, and her question was, is there any way we can change our date with destiny?
Yeah, well, I kind of answered that question with the last
thing. I know, but give it to Jen.
But I will, Jen. Yes, you can. You know, there are a lot of psychics out there that say, it's written in the book, and this is how it's going to happen, and, you know, you're predestined to, you know, die this way, and you know what, that's a bunch of baloney. See, what I've learned doing what I do is I have the ability to tell people if something bad is going to happen. And they have the free will to either listen to what I'm saying or tell me, you know what, you're some wacko and I'm not going to listen to you. You'd be a fool to do that, but, you know, you have the free will. And I'm very big into free will. For instance, I went to a party a few years ago, and it was a Halloween party at a cemetery, believe it or not. It was really cool. It was in a chapel, just as many spirits there as there were people. It was really, really cool. There was this girl dancing, and she was my nephew's girlfriend, if I remember right. It was back a few years. I think it was his girlfriend. And they're dancing, and I see she had a sister with her, and her sister had black around her. And I said, oh, shit, this girl's going to die. And this is what I'm thinking to myself. All of a sudden, Spirit comes to me and says, you need to let her know that next Friday she is not to get in the car with the new driver. And I'm like, okay. And I said, why am I telling her this? And Spirit told me, because if she gets in that car, she's going to die. So I said, all right, I guess I got to say something. So I called my nephew over. I said, listen, you know, I don't know what your girlfriend's sister believes in, but this is the message I'm getting, you know, and I feel like I need to let her know because I would feel horrible if I don't give her the message and something bad happens. So she comes over to me, and she was, like, all scared to talk to me. She's like, oh, my God, I heard about you, and please don't tell me nothing bad. And, my, you know, when you hear that, it makes it even harder to say what I'm about to say. And I tell her, listen, Spirit is telling me that you have someone, either a friend or a cousin or, you know, somebody really close to you that's going to get their license this week. You're going to have a party to go to Friday night. I'm being told if you get in that car with your friends, there's going to be an accident. It's going to be horrific. It's going to be fatal. You and all your friends in that car are going to die. Okay? So she just kind of like looked at me stunned. And because she knew of me, she knows what I do, and she knows of my reputation and whatever. And she says, okay, I'm not going to get in the car. Now, I didn't know for sure whether she was going to get in the car or not. It's Saturday morning, and, you know, I'm having my bagel, reading my newspaper, and I get a phone call. It's my nephew, and he says, Uncle Chris, you're not going to believe this. Remember you told my girlfriend's sister that there was going to be an accident and they were all going to die? I said, oh, my God, please tell me she's alive. Please tell me I was wrong. He says, no, you weren't wrong, but she never got in the car. Her four friends went into an accident. A drunk driver went through a red light, hit them. They all died. She didn't get in the car. She stayed home that night. She's still alive. So was that her destiny? Was she supposed to be in that car? If I wasn't at that party and I didn't see the black around her, yes, she would have been in that car. She would have died. That would have been the end of her. Now, here it is, I don't know, what is it, 6-7 years later from that time, and this woman, now woman, is still alive, you know? So that wasn't her destiny. It was her destiny, but it was changed. So that's just one of the ways that, you know, that it can happen. I just think that's interesting. You know, I have a whole bunch of stories like that, but I don't know if I want to bore people with stories like that.
All right, I just want to remind the callers, when you call in, just wait on the line and we'll address you and your area code and then bring you in. So you have a fan page, Chris, don't you?
I do. The fan page is on Facebook. It's Psychic Medium Christopher George. I ask everybody to go and like the page because I put stuff up every single day. I give free readings, you know. I give a free 20-minute phone reading every single month, and that's the people that are on the fan page. If you're not on the fan page, you don't get a free reading. So you have a chance if you're on there. And share the page. I don't mind if you share it. Also, the website is secondsightnyc.com. Touch with me there. So.
All right. You did have another question, and your question was from Karen, and it was, are children more psychic than adults?
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, okay.
We have a caller.
All right, well, I want to come back to that. But, all right, we have a 904 caller on the line. And 904, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Magic Sword, which is Jay. How are you?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, that's good.
My question to you tonight was, I heard what you said early on tonight. You were saying that all the spirits seem to go to the light. Do you feel ever that there is something that a spirit can do? Say like a Hitler type, that no way could you feel like could go to the light and just, I don't know, be everyone else? You don't feel there's...
Well, I have to correct you because I didn't say that every spirit goes to the light. Not every spirit goes to the light. Absolutely not. I don't even remember what I said, but I definitely didn't say that every spirit goes to the light. I think most spirits deserve to go to the light, but then when you get a Hitler type, you know, that's a whole other thing. You know, we have, on the other side, there are angels, okay? And they're called carry-on angels. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're kind of like the angels that St. Michael brings in to clean up the dirty work, to take the bed souls, the bad spirits, and bring them to that place that we don't even know about, that they get disposed of. I know a lot of people will disagree with me when I say this, and that's okay. You're allowed to disagree. Everybody has their own opinion. But when I do, like, say, an exorcism, okay, and spirit gets ripped out of me and taken away, they're not going to the light, okay? They're going to a place that all these negative entities go to, you know, when they get disposed of. Now, I know you work with Sorceress Cagliasso. You can ask her, because not everybody goes to the light. There are some dark entities on the other side that will never, ever see the light, and they don't deserve to, and that's my personal opinion. So what else did you want to ask me about?
Okay, I guess one of the other questions, especially since this is the UFO Paranormal Network, have you ever dealt with alien spirits, like spirits not from this world?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, I've been around people who I didn't think were of this planet, and I'm not trying to be funny like a Lady Gaga type thing. I'm being completely honest with you. But did I know for sure that they were alien? No, I couldn't honestly say that. I don't know. I do know that the owner of the station, Joe Montaldo, told me that some woman, I think from the Bronx, felt that she had a gray alien haunting her home and terrorizing her, and wanted to know if I would do some type of exorcism on a gray alien. Would I attempt it? Yes, I would. Have I ever? Absolutely not. I've never, as far as I know, I don't know of any encounter that I've actually really a known alien. So that's a hard question for me to answer. But going back to the whole exorcism thing, I would absolutely attempt it, without a doubt. I think that would be fun. I'd like to get that on film also.
Okay, so would you think you could ever, like, I don't know, have a channeling session where you tried to channel a ET, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, I've also spoken with Joe about this. I would love to attempt it. I don't know if it would be through hypnosis or whatever. I believe I could channel anybody, anything, any type of spirit. I mean, I've channeled babies to, evil type spirits, demons. I've channeled all these things. I've never channeled an alien. I would love to attempt it. I'm not even sure how to go about doing it. If somebody knew, I would absolutely try, and I would do it on the air. I would do it live on the air. I would love to do it. I think people would get a... I think people would tune in for something like that. You know, and I got to say, Jay, you know, we had somebody on our show who claims to talk to aliens and channel aliens. Personally, I thought she was full of shit. That's my personal opinion on it. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but we had her on our show, and I don't think that she was honest with us. I just don't. I do think that you can channel an alien. I don't think that she did. You know, the way she was saying she was doing it just didn't make sense to me. Me being a channel, knowing what it takes to channel and how it comes through in the different ways, she just didn't seem on the up and up with the whole channeling of the alien thing. But as far as I go, I've never channeled an alien, but I absolutely would attempt it.
Wow. Okay, well, those are my questions here tonight. And I want to thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I want you to call in again next month. I like talking to you.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
You have a good night.
Okay, we have a question from our chat room, and the question is, how can you send a bad spirit back to the light? Well, I wouldn't say back to the light, really. It would be, how can you send it to the light?
Well, okay.
Because there would be no back to it.
Right. The way, and I've done it many times. And who gave that question? Was that Cop? Cop, that's a really good question. The only time that happens is if they actually repent. If they actually say, I'm sorry. They have to say, I'm sorry. You can't just, you know, for me, when I bring the spirit into me, and if the spirit doesn't say, I want to go into the light, I'm sorry, please forgive me, there has to be some kind of contrition. There has to be they have to say sorry. I mean, they have to. And there have been spirits that have wanted to go to the light, and they're laughing as they're saying it, like, yeah, okay, I was a child molester, but I want to go to the light. Sorry, buddy, I can't help you go to the light. You know, there's other things you have to do on the other side before, you know, I'll be part of sending you to the light. I wouldn't be part of it. They have to honestly be sorry. And I've had quite a few, and Stephanie's been part of it, where spirits have said, I'm sorry, and they're crying, I mean, sobbing hysterically through me. And now you have to understand that that's actually me crying. And for those of you who know me, I don't cry.
I'll make you cry.
Well, you're the only one who makes me
I'm
cry.
I'm joking.
I know. But, you know, and when they come through like that and they are so sorry and they could bring that emotion out of me, I feel that, you know, I'm okay with actually helping that spirit get to the light. So that's what I would say to that. I hope that answers your question. I'm not sure if I answered it perfectly, but I tried.
All righty. So we have one last question. We have about 2 minutes left. And the question was, are children more psychic than adults? And that was from Karen.
I don't think that they're more psychic than adults. I think that for a short period of time of their life, the first, I'd say, 5 to 6 years of their life, they have the chance to communicate with spirit better than adults. Why? Because their minds are muddled up with everyday problems. You know, they're more pure, they're more open. So it's important. You know, when you're getting messages from spirit, you always hear me say, you have to clear your mind, you have to meditate, you have to open up. Children are already there. They're already opened up. They don't have that stress in their life, that the anxiety of, you know, having to wake up in the morning and go to work and making the money to pay the mortgage to, you know, make sure your phone doesn't get shut off and all that. You know, so they are more open to it at a young age. But what I find, and I've taught, you know, star children and indigo children for quite some time, and what I find is at a certain point, if they don't start to develop their psychic ability, it just kind of fades away. So that's kind of what happens with the kids. For a short period of time, they're very psychic. And when I teach them, what I find is they blow me away. You know, I'll bring, like, adults in for them to do scanning-type healing on them, and the kids just blow away the adults with their psychic ability, with the ability to find what's ailing these people. You know, they scan their body and they put the hand on the heart. Oh, yes, I had open heart surgery. Or yes, I've had a heart attack. And these kids are all in it. If you get them at a young age and you teach them and you develop them, absolutely, they're more psychic. If you don't, it just kind of fades away. And then as they get older, if they want to pursue it and maybe take psychic development classes, then they can bring out their psychic ability. So I guess that's about it, folks. I appreciate all the callers, and I appreciate all the questions. And again, if you send the questions in to Steph and Chris Second Sight, or go to my website, secondsightnyc.com, or better yet, go to Psychic Medium Christopher George fan page on Facebook. Send me your questions. We'll use them next month. I'll be happy to answer them. I love getting the questions. I love, you know, helping people, find out the things that they're looking for, and get in touch with me. I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and I'm Psychic Medium Christopher George. And I guess I'll talk to you guys next month. Thank you. Good night. Mm-hmm.